Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm Mike Clark, podcast editor for the Cochrane Library. Some Cochrane reviews include network meta-analyses to bring together a range of comparisons to help identify the relative effects of different interventions and to rank them based on effectiveness. In June 2024, we published one of these, examining cardioversion for atrial arrhythmias. In this podcast, one of the authors, Rui Providencia, interviews the first author, Kishore Kukendra Raja, both from Barts Health NHS Trust in London in the UK.
Hello, Mike. Thanks for the opportunity to be here and to discuss this topic, which is of extraordinary importance to all. And without any further delays, I'll just start by asking my first question to Kishore. And it's great to be here to interview him. I think he's a very promising cardiovascular scientist and future cardiologist. And the question would be, can you please give us a brief description of what cardioversion for atrial fibrillation or atrial arrhythmias means?
Thanks, Rui. Atrial arrhythmias are abnormal heart rhythms originating from the top chambers of the heart. These are mostly atrial fibrillation. Management includes rate control options to slow down the heart rate and rhythm control options to convert the patient to sinus rhythm and maintain it. Cardioversion is in the second category and can be achieved using drugs or by delivering an electrical charge across the heart. Receiving an electrical shock might sound frightening, but patients are either sedated or anesthetized and are closely monitored.
Okay, thanks for setting the scene. Moving on to your Cochrane review, why is it important to have a review on the effects of the different pharmacological and the electrical methods?
There is growing evidence that cardioversion has additional prognostic benefit on top of good symptom outcomes, and therefore may become more widely used. However, at present, the choice of therapy is determined by local guidelines, physician preference, and the availability of anaesthetic support for electrical cardioversion. There is no clear preference between pharmacological and electrical methods in international guidelines, except in the case of hemodynamic instability where electrical is preferred. Therefore, we wanted to do this review of the randomized trials to provide evidence that might support recommendations in future guidelines. And by performing a network meta-analysis, we hope to help clinicians select the best strategy across a broad range of options.
And did you find the evidence that you needed?
Yes and no. Our systematic search provided us with 112 randomized trials, but only 72 were suitable for meta-analysis. Furthermore, we had to split our analysis into subtypes of atrial arrhythmia, as they have different responses to cardioversion. All in all, for our quantitative synthesis, we identified 34 trials with nearly 4,500 patients reporting efficacy outcomes for conversion to sinus rhythm in paroxysmal AF, 8 trials with approximately 1,100 patients for persistent AF patients receiving electrical cardioversion, and 12 with just over 1,600 patients for persistent AF receiving pharmacological cardioversion. And finally, 10 with 422 patients for atrial flutter patients receiving pharmacological cardioversion.
And what do these studies tell us?
For paroxysmal AF, in a combined network of electrical and pharmacological approaches when compared to placebo, all interventions were better for conversion to sinus rhythm by the end of inpatient study follow-up. An electrical protocol with a biphasic truncated exponential, or BTE, waveform and increasing shock energies was ranked the highest, followed by quinidine with a moderate degree of certainty. With respect to electrical cardioversion for persistent AF, we used a protocol with BTE waveform, incremental energies, and an anteroposterior or AP electrode position with adhesive electrodes as a comparator. We can say with a high degree of certainty that the highest ranked strategy was a protocol almost identical to the comparator, but with maximum shock energies. This was followed by another almost identical protocol, but with active compression on the pads. In general, patches tended to be ranked higher than paddles for electrode type and anteroposterior or AP over anterolateral or AL for electrode position. For pharmacological cardioversion of persistent AF, we use amiodarone as a comparator. We have a moderate degree of certainty that bepridil followed by quinidine are the most efficacious drugs. Finally, for pharmacological conversion of atrial flutter patients, among treatments for which we have moderate degree of certainty on efficacy, ibutilide ranked highest, followed by propafenone.
What about safety outcomes? Was there much of a difference between cardioversion strategies with respect to stroke or mortality?
Most of the studies were not powered appropriately for safety outcomes, so overall events were found were low, and many studies did not follow patients up for long enough to assess these outcomes. For example, from 6 studies comprising just over 1,000 patients comparing pharmacological strategies for AF or for flutter, we had a low degree of certainty for any differences between drugs for 30-day all-cause or cardiovascular mortality. Not enough data was available for a meta-analysis of stroke outcomes, but overall rates are very low, with 0% for electrical cardioversion, less than 0.1% for pharmacological cardioversion, and 0% for placebo.
So, to sum up, what are your take-home messages for clinicians considering cardioversion for their atrial arrhythmia patients?
When considering cardioversion for paroxysmal AF patients, we can be confident that a BTE electrical cardioversion approach with incremental energy is an effective strategy, but several drugs are also effective. For persistent AF, we could not present a combined network comparison between electrical and pharmacological cardioversion options. However, for pharmacological cardioversion of persistent AF, bepridil and quinidine are probably effective options compared with amiodarone. When considering electrical cardioversion for persistent AF patients, a protocol using the BTE waveform with active compression on the pads or using a maximum shock energy are likely to be more effective than an incremental shock strategy without compression. Finally, if attempting pharmacological cardioversion for atrial flutter patients, ibutilide, propafenone, and dofetilide and sotalol are probably effective. There were some electrical cardioversion approaches which demonstrated high efficacy rates, which we could not perform a meta-analysis on. For more detail on those and the other comparisons, please take a look at the summary of findings tables, figures, and text of the review.
Thanks, Kishore. That's extremely helpful. So if people want to look at this in that level of detail, in depth, where can they find the full review?
Thanks, Rui. It's available online at cochranelibrary.com with a simple search for network meta-analysis of cardioversion for atrial fibrillation.